Welcome to the History Forward podcast. I'm Rachel Kulik, Curriculum Officer and Sessional Lecturer. Here, you will get inside stories from recent alumni on their educational journeys and what motivated and shaped their career paths. The purpose of this podcast is to raise awareness of the exciting and diverse careers achieved by undergraduate alumni of historical studies programs as told through their own voices, and to help inspire you to think about who you want to become and the skills you can bring forward. Thank you so much for joining in today. Now, let's talk history. Welcome to the History Forward podcast. My name is Rachel Kulik, and I'll be speaking with Dimitri Thompson today. Dimitri completed his honors bachelor degree, his arts degree from the University of Toronto, Mississauga in 2019. At UTM, he double majored in communications, culture, and information technology, and history of religions. Currently, he is working at the University of Toronto in the Faculty of Arts and Science as the undergraduate coordinator for human biology. He is also working towards his Master of Education degree at OISE with a specialization in higher education, student development, and student services. Thank you so much, Dimitri, for joining the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I've already revealed some of the information to our listeners here about our first question that I'm going to ask you. What is your connection to the Department of Historical Studies at UTM? Which program did you complete? When did you graduate?
So you did already reveal that information, but I'm happy to share again. I graduated in 2019 and I did a major, one of my majors was in history of religion. So that is actually my connection to the broader historical studies department.
Fantastic. Thank you. Could you tell us a bit more about how you ended up in historical studies and how you ended up coming to UTM? Feel free to include a bit about where you're from, how you ended up doing history of religions.
Sure. So it's kind of a roundabout story. So I grew up in Jamaica. I was there till I was 18. And I actually came to Canada specifically for university. I was admitted to UTM for commerce, actually, funny enough. And in my first year, I enrolled in Religion 101 as an elective with Ken Derry. By, I want to say, 3 weeks into the semester, I knew commerce wasn't for me at all. And so I was kind of trying to figure out if I wasn't going to do commerce, what was I going to do? I also took some communications classes, which ended up being my other major. And by the end of the year, in that summer, I did end up taking more religion classes. And I decided that, no, this is actually what I'm interested in. And this is what I want to do. And yeah, here we are.
So you're here at UTM and you actually did a double major. And I was wondering if you could speak a bit about your studies here at UTM and why the historical studies program was a good fit. Maybe how your two programs fit together. Were there any challenges with doing these two different programs?
No, I would not say there were any challenges. I think, and you know, this is something I actually tell my students now, I think it's really important to have majors that are not too similar. I mean, some overlap is good. I went to the extreme and I did communications and religion. And, you know, on the surface, there are no overlap. There's no overlap at all. But I think the thing that the religion major allowed me to do is to appreciate different perspectives. I got a lot more out of the major, but if I'm giving just like a broad overview, I think that's honestly it. And that actually helped me a lot in doing my communications major, because I, you know, did a lot of like web development and inclusive design and that kind of stuff. And the being able to understand where different peoples and different cultures are coming from is really, really important in doing design. So it's actually a really, not a direct relationship, but I think it actually really helped me in my communications major to expand my worldview, I would say.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, it's interesting to see how different courses and different programs of studies overlap. And you actually even seem to have gone into an even different area post-graduation mm-hmm. with your current role. And so I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about your current job role and how your studies in the program in History of Religions or in Communications have influenced or been used in your current career.
Well, it's, I guess, I would say it's very similar to my last answer. So, you know, my job, or a big part of my job now is working with the undergraduate students in my program and doing anything from like program advising to like general academic advising to career planning and stuff like that. And the career planning aspect is super interesting because I am coming from a communications and a religions degree, and I'm advising life science students on careers. Right. So it was really interesting for me to start because I had no academic background in this field. But the background I did have was, again, how to relate to people in different culture or of different cultures or different backgrounds or different situations. And I mean, backgrounds is as simple as like how to relate to students coming from a life science background as opposed to humanities and social sciences, which is where I came from. And that's something I learned a lot in just doing different classes in the historical studies program, because, you know, in studying the history and in studying the traditions of different cultures, you really do get a deeper understanding of what people go through. And I think that is super important to me to this day. And something I'm focused on in my job is, you know, equity, diversity, inclusion, and access in higher education. And the key part of that is diversity, understanding diverse backgrounds, understanding diverse perspectives. And I think the program that I did in historical studies really helped me to do that.
Thank you for explaining that. I was wondering if you could also, in terms of a next question, describe how you began that career post-graduation. What were the particular steps did you take, or how did you find your role or step into your role?
You know, a couple of things factored into how my post-grad role. So a big part of it was I worked for residents in my undergrad, right? So I've kind of had that like, you know, introduction to higher education through that. And so when I was graduating, I was kind of trying to figure out, do I stay in higher ed? Do I go elsewhere? And I saw a couple jobs. And so the job I had right after graduation was I was working in the registrar's office at Trinity College, which is one of the colleges within arts and science. And I wasn't actually sure of the job. I wasn't sure at all. And I was actually doing an independent study course with one of the professors in historical studies at the time. And they actually were like, oh no, I know Trinity really well. I think this is going to be a really great job for you. And they actually were able to connect me with the hiring manager of the position. So, you know, it was partially me, you know, having worked in residence and having higher ed experience, but it also had a big part, or the relationships I built in historical studies also had actually a really big part to play in me getting that my first role after graduation.
So you mentioned that you are working toward a Master of Education degree as mm-hmm. well in OISE, mm-hmm. on top of your current administration role. And I was curious as well, was there a particular professor or course at UTM that shaped the direction in which you went towards your master's degree and what you're specializing in there? And feel free to share anything about your current program.
That, you know, that's an interesting question, I think, because in some way, I think all the professors that I had at UTM shaped where I am now. I think some of it was, and this is not a negative thing at the professors, but some of it was to show me what I didn't want to do. Then a lot of it was to kind of give me like an academic direction. So I think I mentioned in an earlier question, the last course of my undergrad was an independent study with Professor Derry. And so that was super interesting because that actually taught me how to do independent research in humanities. And I think the more I work with life science students, the more I see how research is defined in life sciences. And in many cases, you know, when our students talk about research, they're talking about lab research and experiments and like very specific things. In humanities and social sciences, research looks very, very different. And I really appreciate that opportunity the opportunity I had to work with Professor Derry to do that project, because there was a lot of like, you know, I had the ideas, but, you know, Professor Derry was able to kind of guide me through the process and show me if this is, acceptable in academia. This is how you phrase things. This is how you format, which is super helpful. And I think it will be really useful to me at the end of this program when I actually have to do a thesis, because I would have had that experience. I've had that experience in my undergrad, and I'll be able to use it in my grad program. And I think another thing that, you know, the program I did in historical studies taught me was the value of experiential learning, right? And I think one of the reasons why I thought that doing this program while working would be a good idea is because, you know, in the courses I'm doing, I'm learning theoretical frameworks for a variety of different issues in and concepts in higher education. But I think it's super important to me to be able to apply those concepts practically in work. And I was able to do that in historical studies, and I saw the value of that through a course I took with an international component. So I think it was 2019, I want to say. I took religion and death, and that course had an international component where we went to Hong Kong to study how different traditions related to death. And I think that cemented to me the value of experiential learning, because it was one thing to talk about it in class, but it was one thing to experience the things we were talking about firsthand in Hong Kong, and then to actually be able to reflect on it and reflect on how physically being there impacted our experience.
That sounds fantastic, that experiential learning opportunity that you had. For our final question that ties right in there, do you have any advice that you'd like to share with students considering a program, or any tips that you have?
Yeah, I would say if you're considering a program, and honestly, this is not unique to historical studies. I tell all my students this. Start from what you're interested in, right? Like I know, I mean, I've done this, you know, firsthand, the importance of like trying to or thinking of a major that maybe you think will have a greater employment prospects after graduation, or a major that will like help you get into grad school. But honestly, start from what you're interested in, right? Like I mean, I fully did a religions major, and I feel like the perception of a religions major is you will go to grad school to do the same thing. It is not like a thing that you're gonna come out and find that job in, but do what you're interested in, right? Because the skills that you can translate from your program to a variety of different careers are exponential. And so, you know, don't restrict yourself to what you think you should do. Do what you want, because honestly, if you do what you're interested in, you will likely enjoy it more and you'll learn more from those experiences. A second piece of advice I have is get to know your faculty members in the historical studies department. I have, you know, I've had classes with many of the core faculty in the religion program, and I've had mostly really positive experiences. A lot of the professors I have are really, you know, committed to student learning, and they actually are really interested in like you and your ideas and what you want to know. So, you know, don't be afraid to approach your faculty, go to the office hours. I think that's super important, and take co-curricular opportunities when you can, you know, like get involved in like student groups, go on international experiences, and get involved in the program. I think that also, you know, co-curricular learning is just as important as like classroom learning.
Thank you so much for that, Dimitri. And thank you so much for your time today. I'll offer you the floor if you'd like to add anything else at this point.
I would just like to, well, first of all, thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, still kind of in some way be a part of the historical studies department. I think I personally had a really positive experience. I was, you know, afforded a lot of opportunities while I was in the program. I took some really interesting courses with some amazing people. And I think it's a solid program. I'd encourage anyone, even if you're not in a historical studies program, take some of the courses, take things you're interested in, and because I think they have a lot to offer.
Thank you very much, Dimitri. And we wish you all the best in your current role and in your master's degree.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this episode and you know someone who would also enjoy this episode, please pass it on to them or share it with your friends. Like it, click the follow button, or enter your email on the blog to receive podcast updates. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to having you tune in next time to History Forward.